Well, now, over closer in the Circle Hot Springs area, are any creeks in there that were mined for gold?
Well, Portage, Ketchum, and Deadwood are all right in the Circle Hot Springs area, and I think there's only creeks there that were mined.
Wasn't there a Bottom Dollar?
Well, that was a part of Half Dollar, and there's Two Bit Creek over there, and Bottom Dollar, and Half
I'd never
Dollar.
I'd never heard of Two Bit Creek. Had
no,
you heard of it?
Never.
Well, just
never
a little pup that come in there. They call it right below our camp. They call it Two Bit Creek, and that's about all there's on it too.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You really knew that district in there because you must have been on many, many of those creeks, Chris.
Yeah, well,
Taylor and Carstein's mining.
They mined on Ketchum Creek for a while. But I also mined with the Reedy boys on Deadwood Creek. There's Ray Everett, Fritz Reedy, and myself.
Was Bill Reedy involved too? Or was he? He was the youngest, wasn't he?
No.
Was Fritz the youngest?
Fritz was the youngest. Uh-huh. I think Everett was the oldest. I don't know whether Bill was between Ray and Ev. I don't know.
These newfangled things are just too complicated. Do you want to push it?
Yeah. Well, now, Chris, I hadn't realized until you had mentioned the fact that Frank Leach, owner of Circle Hot Springs, too, was involved in mining. Would you bring that out?
Yeah, Frank was a partner with myself and Jimmy Johnson, and Twilliger, I believe, was the other partner. That's been a long time ago. It's hard to recall.
I agree.
The fellow should make notes at the time, later on he could recall. But
we have that hindsight, and how did we know that this would be of some real interest, maybe historical interest, to the generations that are coming?
There's one creek we haven't mentioned in this tape and talking, and that was the Porcupine Creek.